Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Total Celebrity Show. You can check me out on Twitter, at Total Tutor, and NeilHaley.com. And I'm excited to welcome the program from the Real Housewives of Atlanta, Sheree Whitfield. Sheree, thanks for calling. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic, Sheree. And I know you are pumped up about your book, and I'm so glad to have you on the show. January 31st. Is the release date of your book, Wives, Fiancés, and Side Chicks of Hotlanta. You're pumped up, aren't you? Aren't you, Sheree? Yeah, aren't you excited?
It's going in. Oh, my gosh. I am so hyped. I'm so excited. This is something that, you know, I've been thinking about doing for a while, and to see it come to fruition, finally, because, you know, everybody who's watched the show, they know I have these ideas. And I have all these different, you know, things I want to do. But for this to really come to fruition, it's just amazing.
What made you want to write the book?
Been through, you know, it's a novel. So I've been through so much in my life. And, you know, being on Real Housewives, it shows a piece of your life. So I kind of wanted
Absolutely.
To, you know, I took a part of, you know, a character that's similar to myself, and wrote about her and some of her experiences and, you know, some of the interesting people around her that, you know, that definitely is great TV, but you don't get to see it on TV. So it's kind of like reality TV, but in a book.
Definitely. And if you wrote about really what would happen on the show, you would not have many friends after that, right? The sidebars for the show, right?
Well, It's not all bad. You know, I've had some great relationships, and, you know, I've experienced some great things with some people and some interesting things. And, you know, why not, you know, put it in the book? And, you know, it was kind of really therapeutic for me just writing because, you know, people think as far as like Sickland Sasha, who's the main character in the book, she meets this athlete. She comes to Atlanta. She's super, you know, driven. She has tunnel vision. She has, you know, she's focused on, you know, what she needs to do and where she wants to go. But then it's kind of just she gets to Atlanta and everything just kind of goes awry. She meets this guy, an athlete, and everybody thinks that, you know, it's all glitz and glory when you're married to an athlete. And it's a lot of things that you have to, you know, endure sometimes and put up with.
And I think it's, Sheree, the problem is when you meet an athlete is that a lot of it's me, 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 especially if they've had great success. And that they, and especially if you're talented and you're like, whoa, I'm in the back burner, it's supposed to be a shared relationship. It becomes more and more about you're just there and that athlete's calling the shots in certain ways. And that can become frustrating.
You are absolutely right. And as women, you know, we want to, you know, take care of our men. But at the same time, is it fair that we have to put all of our dreams and aspirations on the back burner?
And that's what Sasha had to go through, right? She was thinking, oh, this is a fairy tale relationship. And then once she dealt with what was happening in Hotlanta, that's not the case.
That's not the case at all. Totally throws you off.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what do you see yourself in coming up and creating these characters and thinking about these things of how athletes are treating their women, especially in a big city like Atlanta that is becoming, I guess, the new LA in so many ways that they are really not thinking of others in specific ways and based on your title and stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, these are some of the things you have to deal with, side chicks, and you're in Atlanta where – it's at one time, I think it was 20 women to one guy. So
really?
It's very tempting for these guys. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It may be even higher now. So, and a lot of these girls they don't know their self-worth. They have low self-esteem, obviously, because they're really targeting these athletes and not caring that they're married. So it's really tough, even just dating in Atlanta today. If you ask anybody about dating in Atlanta, it's really tough because you have so many women to men, and these girls are doing any and everything without a title. So why would the guy have to put a title on it, you know?
Exactly. And how long did it take you to write the book? Especially probably your first venture in that process and saying, okay, I'm going to get out there. It's going to be therapeutic. But how long did it take you to write it?
It was honestly, it was about 2 years. 2 years on and off. Like I'd start writing and then I'd stop for months and then I'd start again, and it took about 2 years. But I tell you, it was great because just being able to put some of these things on paper, and then things that you can't necessarily watch on TV or probably talk about, I was able to put in the book, which is some of the juicy stuff that you can't really see on TV. But being able to just take my time and write here and there, and just being inspired by different things that I'm still experiencing them in life, it took about 2 years.
You know what's interesting, Sheree? I'm looking at the press release and it says again, a juicy novel inspired by your own life, but you're going to have your fans wondering if what's real about, are you Sasha or what's not? So that's going to be the thing. They need to pick up the book and see what's reality. Isn't that funny? Especially as a reality star, and what is not real.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you're never going to tell that, right? That's going to be the fun part about it. Getting on social media and different people, once they get a hold of the book and start reading it, they'll say, well, did this really happen to you, Sheree? Or is this somebody else in this process? So how much of Sasha is you and how much is not you, Sheree?
I would say definitely about 60, 70, 70% of Sasha is me. Some of the situations or some of the things that go on may have been exaggerated or not. That's what you guys will have to try to figure out. But it's a huge
And
part
you,
of Sasha that is me.
yeah, and you know, Sheree, that the funny thing, and this is the real funny part of it, Sheree, is that you run into these situations and these funny circumstances in so many ways that you never know what is real and not real, and so your fans, it'll keep people interested, it'll keep people thinking, and that's going to be what's the most fun about this book, right?
Yeah, definitely want to keep people thinking and wondering, oh my gosh, did that happen? Is that true? So even not just with Sasha's character, with some of the other characters in the book, it's like interesting because you're like, you may feel like you know some of these people. And so you're constantly thinking or asking people, do you know anything about this? So that's going to be the funny part. But it's
All
definitely,
right. Go ahead, Sheree. I'm sorry.
sorry, go ahead.
No, you just
Just
definitely
going in and out.
continue.
Oh, it's definitely going to be something that, something like, what do they call it? Water cooler, people at the water cooler, asking, talking about it, conversation, just wondering, oh my gosh, does she have to go through that? Does she do that? Is that true? Or, so that's the exciting part for me as well, for people
All
trying
right,
out,
best place we can,
people to know you.
fantastic. Best place we can find information on you, Sheree, and purchase your book, where can we go?
Go to Amazon.com. It's a link in my bio on Instagram as well as Twitter. Twitter, hit me up at I am Sheree, and Instagram at Sheree Whitfield.
All right. You're listening to the Total Celebrity Show. Thanks again for calling, Sheree. You're listening to the Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.